It's very important for you to realize that in a real-world violent encounter, that they tend to be very fluid, they're ever-changing, and your ability to process and adapt or orient to the situation unfolding in front of you is going to be key for your survival. You want to make the aggressor play your game so you get inside of their OODA loop, as it's called. OODA is Observe, Orient, Decide, and Act. And it was developed, this theory was developed by James Boyd, who was in the U.S. Air Force, and he came up with this OODA loop, and he stated that the biggest part, the most important part of it, was being able to orient quickly to what's unfolding in front of you in a very fluid situation. This is why you can't have just one game plan. If you have just one game plan, you're going to sit there, and your feet are going to be like locked in one place, and you're not going to know what to do. So you want to observe, orient, decide, and act, and orientation is really the biggest part of this. You're always orienting to different stimulus that's coming into you from the physical environment. And he says that part of it's your own DNA, you know, how you respond to things, how you respond to stressful situations, how you respond to violent encounters, how you respond to the possibility of great bodily harm or death. So all this is in your DNA. Some of it's in our culture, how we respond. But most important is that we're adapting to what's going on around us. We're observing, we're orienting, and we're deciding, and we're taking action. And the reason is that we want to turn this uncertainty into an opportunity for us. That's why we get inside of their OODA loop. We don't want to play their game, because action is always faster than reaction. So if we can make them react to us, that's what we want to do.